Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All is quiet on the Commanders front ahead of the NFL trade deadline. The Ravens have just acquired Draymond Jones from the Titans. Tennessee's going to receive a conditional 2026 fifth-round pick back for the linebacker. Tennessee, with one win, is in full-on sell mode. There have been some blockbuster-caliber deals today as well. The Jets, full-on selling. Sauce Gardner, one of the best corners in the league, a two-time All-Pro, to the Indianapolis Colts, who with seven wins on the season are going in big time. They sent two first-rounders and receiver A.D. Mitchell back to New York. The Jets also shipping Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys, the giant defensive tackle, the Pro Bowler many times over. How about this from Dallas? A two this year, a one next year, and a player going back to the Jets in that deal. Other notables, Rashid Shaheed, the wide receiver from New Orleans, traded to the Seahawks to provide speed for them. Saints get a fourth and a fifth round pick back. And the Jaguars have picked up Jacoby Myers, the wideout from the Raiders today, Las Vegas netting fourth and sixth round selections in that swap. So rapid fire here, just going down the list. Daron Payne is probably in the plans for next year for Washington, so I would say he's a guy that you would have to trade me maybe a third to give up. I don't even think I would trade him for a fourth, and I don't think you're getting a third for Payne, so I'd say it wouldn't really make sense.
So his salary cap hit next year is $28 million, zero guaranteed in that 2026 season. And they could move off of him if they wanted to. So a team after 2026, and they'd have him for the rest of this way, wouldn't be obligated for a tremendous amount of salary, the huge deal, and you could re-sign him if you wanted to or whatever.
You'd be bringing him in for the rest of this year and next year.
Yeah. So to me, that's worth the third rounder. And I would do that. It sounds like they're not interested in that, though, because I think they want that last year of Daron Payne.
I would also trade him for a three. I don't know if they would or not. I would think if it's a team with an early three, they would definitely do it. I just don't know that anybody's given that up today for the player. But after seeing what Quinnen Williams got, albeit a more impactful player than Daron Payne, different contract situation, you know, maybe a third rounder should absolutely be the ask for Payne. What about veterans like Von Miller, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, 35-plus years old, ring-chasing category, if you will, of guys that want to win Super Bowls? Are any of them worth a pick? I mean, I don't know why a team wouldn't give up a seventh for one of those guys if they have a need at the position, especially Von Miller, because he's in a role where you can never have enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, a blockbuster-type deal. It's an around-the-edges fringe-type deal, right? It's a, you know, it's the pure definition of a rental. It's like the end of the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. You're getting a reliever for, you know, seven appearances plus playoffs. I mean, there's not that much that's going to happen. But that's why you're kind of talking about that back end of the draft type stuff. But that's the kind of capital that they need. They don't have a lot of what the Jets have, right? There's no Sauce Gardner here that everybody's going to want where you can kind of kickstart your own rebuild. They're not really in that position. They'd have to make those kinds of deals, but that's what the value would probably be.
8 minutes and 5 seconds away from the NFL trade deadline. We'll let you know if anything comes across the wire here in the final minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.